Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Memhei, and today's daf here on Memhei Amud Aleph talks a lot about the fires on the Mizbeach, and that's today's topic. The Gemara says, based on the Mishnah said, Bechol Yom Hayu Sham Arba Ma'arachos. Right, remember the we had back on the Mem Gimel Amud Beis, we had the continuation of the Avoda, really towards the beginning of the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol every day. We spoke about yesterday the relationship between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, or earlier, the differences between what happens every day, what happens on Yom Kippur. But towards the end of the Mishnah, we had a Mem Gimel Amud Beis, we had a Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda. And that is also quoted here in the Tosefta, which we'll read it from, because this is on today's daf. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, middle of Memhei. V'chol yom hayu shtayim arachos v'yom shalosh. Every day on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Right, remember, two Mizbeachs. The Mizbeach outside, each of the Mizbeachos had three names. Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaOla, Mizbeach HaNechoshes. There were two pyres on top of the Mizbeach every day. And today on Yom Kippur, there was a third. There was an extra one. What was the extra one for? As we'll see. Achaz Varacha Gdola. One is the major pyre of wood that they used to burn all the karbanos on. The Achaz Varacha Shnia Shel Ktaris. And the second one was the pyre that created the coals in order for the Kohen every single day. And we had earlier, the Ktaris was a very special avoda. Right in Daf Chafei, they had even a lottery to do it every day because it was a special skula. It makes you rich. Yisimu Ktara Ba'pecha. So they had a special pyre in order to get ash coals from, in order to take those coals into the Heichal, onto the Mizbeach HaKtaris, in order to burn the Ktaris on the Mizbeach every day, on the little Mizbeach. So they had the larger pyre, they had the smaller pyre, and today, V'achashem Osifin Bo Bayom, Divi Rabbi Yehuda, and then they had one to that they added on just for today in order to create the coals for the Ktoris and the Kodesh Kodashim. Right, we don't take that from the same place. The coals that are used for the burning of the Ktoris every day in the Heichal on the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not the same as the coals that are used for the Ktoris that are burned in the Kodesh Kodashim, right? The most special avoda of Yom Kippur. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's why there was one added on every, there was one added on just for Yom Kippur. Lebo Bayom, right? Rashi says, Lito mimena gecholam l'ktoris shalafnai v'lefnim. Right? For the Ktoris of inside. Av l'ktoris shal mizbeach ha-pnimi, harayikakur shal kalashana. Right? That's the Ktoris of kalashana. Even, Rashi notes, the Ktoris of the Heichal on Yom Kippur is no different than the Ktoris of the Heichal every day. It comes from the same. We don't say that, oh, today's Ktoris is special. Not only the Ktoris in the Kodesh Kodashim, but even the Ktoris outside in the Heichal. No, we don't say that. Right? We have the same rules of the Ktoris of Kol Hashana Kula, that the coals come from pile number two, and pile number three is what supplied the coals for the Ktoris inside. And again, as we mentioned, and will come up, the machlokas between the stukim and the prushim, how you use those hot coals. Do you first put the ktoris on outside the Kodesh Kodashim and then bring it in? That's what the stukim said. And the prushim, we all know. First you bring both in, inside, which was a very hard avoda, as we will learn, because the Kohen Gadol is fasting and he has to carry the coals and he has to carry the ktoris and he can't drop even a slightest amount of the ktoris. The Gemara is going to call that one of the hardest avodos in the Mikdash. But either way, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer Beno. Rabbi Yossi adds one on. B'chol yom shalosh, v'yom arba. No, every day there's three. Today there's four. Right, there's an added one. Achas shal aracha gedola, v'yachas aracha shir shal ktaris. Those two are the same. The achas shal kiyum ha'esh. One pyre is just to have a fire. One to have a fire on the mizbeach. Why do you need a fire? You have two other fires. We'll see. The achash mosifin bobayom, and then he agrees that you're mosif bobayom. So Rabbi Yossi has the same ones as Rabbi Yehuda, but he has one on for kiyum ha'esh. And let's just continue. Rabbi Omer b'chol yom arba b'yom chamesh. Again, he adds on two more, one to the previous. Achash baruch hashiyosh baruch gedola, v'achash baruch hashiyosh k'tores, v'achash kiyum ha'esh, v'achash le'ivarim u'pedarim shel nislachu mi'be'erev. The fats and the limbs that did not burn overnight. So yet an extra one for yesterday's limbs to burn. So they all agree to the previous ones, but they add on overall. We hold, like Rabbi Yossi, we hold that there were three every day. Four on Yom Kippur. So what were the three every day? One for the regular burning of the animals, one for the burning of the coals to create the Ktores, added the one on for the Ktores of Yom Kippur. What's the extra one? Kiyum Ha'ish. What is the idea of Kiyum Ha'ish? This is a Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, Kiyum Ha'ish, you need an extra one just in case the big fire goes out. Okay, that's Rashi. Shel Kiyum Ha'ish, Shem Ein Eish Shel Ma'aracha, Gedola, Misgaber, Mosif and Alam Mizeh. Right, if the big fire, the big pyre that you need a lot of wood for and a lot of flame for, if that's not so strong, so then you take from here and you light with the for the other one. So what's the Kiyum Ha'ish according to Rashi? It's Mekayim, the Eish of the big Ma'aracha. That's what the that the words mean. So if the fire starts going out, you could use that. But it's pointed out that the Rambam does not seem to hold of that. Rambam doesn't seem to hold of that. I mean, the Rishash already here wonders. The Rishash here wonders on Rashi. Why does Rashi say that? He doesn't answer the question. He just wonders, why does Rashi give that pshat to Kiyum Ha'ish? Says the Rishash. Lo yodea madua lo pirish kapashte de gzeras hakasavu. Why did he explain kipshuto? You know why? What's Kiyum Ha'ish? There's a mitzvah to have a fire on the Mizbeach every day. Kiyum Ha'ish. Not that this fire is there to help out the other fire. No, there's a mitzvah. Right, a separate pyre to fulfill the mitzvah of having a fire on the Mizbeach. By the big ma'aracha, if there was no more limbs to burn, you could theoretically let it go out. Right, because that's a functional ma'aracha. It's there to burn everything. But the Rishash wonders why he doesn't appear to kipshuta. What's difficult is that, why doesn't he quote the Rambam? Because that's what the Rambam says. The Rishash always quotes. This is against the Rambam. The Rishash here doesn't quote it, but it's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, of Hilchas Tvidun Musafin, we paskin like this Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that there's three every day and four on the for on Yom Kippur. Let's read it. Says the Rambam in Perek Sheni, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvahs Aseh Lios Eish Yekuda Tamed Al Mizbeach. There's a mitzvahs Aseh to have a fire on the Mizbeach every day. Shene'emar Eish Tamed Tukal Al Mizbeach. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Sav, Eish Tamed. Have a fire always burning on the Mizbeach. Af Al Pisho Eish Yardim Al Shemayim, says the Rambam based on Chazal. Even though there's a fire that comes down from heaven, so what do I have to do for it? Hashem sends fire. Doesn't matter. Mitzvah lahavi esh ben ahedyo. There's still a mitzvah for me to bring a fire. Shene'emar v'nosnu b'nei Aharon akonim esh al hamizbeach. And how do you do this? Says the Rambam. Again, every time we get to learn various halachas every day, this is our kiyum, because we as yet aren't zocha to actually fulfill this, so we get to learn about it. Ba'boker orachin eitzim. V'osin b'roshim mizbeach maracha gedola shel esh. So first you make a big pile. You set up the wood, you make a big pile on top. Shenemar ubir aleha kohen esim aboker aboker. V'chein mitzvah lalo shmei gizirim shaleis. We had already a number, often in this mispechta. There's a special din of carrying two logs of wood up there to put it on with the tamid shel shachar every day. Yes, sir, al atei amaracha. Besides the wood that's already you piled up, separate mitzvah to bring the wood. Shenemar ubir aleha kohen esim. V'chein mosif ishne gizirin in tamid shel ben arbayim. Also with the tamid shel ben arbayim to bring two logs. Even if there's plenty of wood, the special din to bring wood with the carbon tamid in the morning and in the afternoon. Shenamar varcho eitzim ala eish. Could me pieshmo alamdu, shemetamid shal bein arbayim kazam adaber. Shnei gzirim shal arbayim arbayim malan osam shnei kohanim kol echad ve'echad beis yichidi biyado. Each one is brought by a separate kohen. And then the Rambam says, shalosh ma'arachos shal eish, oshen b'roshem izbeach b'chol yom. Every day in the base of Migdash there were three fires. Rishona, means you had to have a lot of, we know the dimensions up there. Kohanim have to be careful when they walk around there. Right? We know the dimensions, how many amos, 32, 28, it gets smaller as you go up. There were three piles and the Kohanim had to maneuver, had to make sure that there was room for them to walk around on top a little bit. So Rishona Maracha Gdola Sha'aleha Makriva Natamin Emshara Karbanos, the big Maracha, Umaracha Shnia Bitsida Kitana Shemimena Lochin Eish Bemachta Lahakter Ktores Bechol Yom. The second one, smaller next to it, that's where you take the coals from for the Ktores. Umaracha Shlishis Ein Aleha Klum. There was one fire, that was just fire. It was not functional more than just being there. Elo Lakia Mitzvah Sa'esh Shemar Eish Tamid Tukad. That is the fire, that is the the Rambam Pshita. The Rambam then continues and says, we don't paskin any more than this. The limbs and the fats that you did not get burned up last night. You put it next to the Maracha Gedola, right? The Rambam says, Beferish, against the Shita of Rebbe. You don't have an extra one for that. That's the Rambam Shita, and that is the Sefer HaChinuch Shita also. The Lecha Mishnah points out this machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, but there's a pasuk in Chumash, pasuk in Yitzav, to fulfill the mitzvah. According to Rashi, let's talk then about each Shita, Rashi, Rambam. According to Rashi, what's the machlokas Tananim about? Right, Rabbi Yossi says, you have an extra pile just in case the fire starts going out. Just in case you need to have a separate pile. Are we Choshesh? So, and do we have to have another pyre in preparation in case we might need it? Because the other Tanam say, you don't need it so much, you don't have to be so, but this fire's not going out. This is the big fire, and we don't have to worry that it's going out. According to the Rambam, though, it's fascinating. According to the Rambam, what's the machlokas Rishonim? Machlokas Tanoim. We hold separate fire for the Kiyum Ha'esh. And what about the other Tanam? They also say it's a mitzvah to bring fire. So the other Tanam must hold that you could double up. The same fire that's used to burn all the karbanos is the fire that's on the Mizbeach, that you have to keep on the Mizbeach. There's no separate fire that you have to have a kiyum of Eish. You could double up this fire that you're always going to be burning karbanos. Even if there are no karbanos, you have to make sure it stays. You have to make sure it stays lit. So you could double up. You don't need a separate one. Functional is okay and symbolic. Rabbi Yossi says, no, functional and symbolic are two separate fires, you know, on top of the Mizbeach, while the other Shitas say that you need another. The Sefer HaChinuch takes this even to an extreme. The Sefer HaChinuch here in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis holds like the Rambam, as he always does, and says at the end, we'll read the rest of the Chinuch by the Shem in a few minutes, but he says at the end of the Halacha, the end of the Mitzvah, V'roeges b'zman ha'bayis b'zirchei kuhuna, v'im lo evir ha'konim ha'racha shlishis b'mizbeach. If the Kohanim didn't make this third fire on top of the Mizbeach, bitel mitzvahs asezu. They will mevatel the mitzvah. Whoa! There's two other fires on the Mizbeach. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, if you don't have that third fire, no good. You're mevatel the mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch can't understand it. Can't fathom it. How could that be? There's a mitzvah that fire on the Mizbeach. So, okay, we have a separate fire on the Mizbeach. You're telling me that if you don't have the separate fire, you can at least b'dieved use one of the other fires for the mitzvah? So, the Minchas Chinuch leaves the Sefer HaChinuch Tzarech Iyun. You know, how is it? Ula daiti eino nirakein, says the Minchas Chinuch. Kivan dahaya eish hama'aracha, lo bitzvah mitzvah zazezu, kivan sheish eish. The Sefer HaChinuch seems to say you can't even b'dieved use the functional fires in order for the mitzvah fire. Raku nidrash, mimik gross, it's rakama marachos. But he says, kenir pashut, I think this the Sefer HaChinuch is wrong. Again, the Rambam and others do not say this beferish, but that's an important shita, how far you take it. Why didn't Rashi say like the Rambam, the Rishash is kasha? No, that's the Pasha Pshat. What does the Gemara say? Kiyama Eish. Why does the Rashi have to say, oh, what does Kiyama Eish mean? If the big fire goes out, you know, then maybe you can use it. Right? It's a Pella. So in the Sefer Chukos Hayom, the Masifta quotes the Sefer Chukos Hayom, we had earlier, if you remember, back on Daf Chav Dalin, right, we had a daf and a half there, about which avodos is a Zor Chai of Misa for. Right? There's certain avodos that a Kohen has to do, but not all of them is a zar chay of misa b'dei shemayim if he performs those avodos, right? So we had all different deos. We had a machlokes, avodas matana versus avodas siluk. Is it an avoda that you're doing something or an avoda that you're removing something, like the Trumas Hadeshen? So the Gemara there, if you remember, help, like the Maskana, what do we say? An avoda, that's the end. That's the final stage of a process. That's what you need for a czar to be chayim misa, right? Zor chayim misa, if it is an avodas gemar. So, say some of the achronim. If we learned before that a czar is not, what's not listed there, a czar lighting the fire in the mizbeach, that's not one of the avodos that he is chayim misa for, right? But, say the achronim, if we say that lighting this third fire is not functional at all, it's just purely to light the fire, that's the avoda of the fire, then why wouldn't a zar be chayav misa for it? If the other fire is fine. If I light a fire, it's not done yet because I have to burn the karbanos on here. Or I have to bring the coals to use for the ktoras. But if you're telling me that there's a separate fire just to have a mitzvah of fire, right, eish tamid, so then a zar, a non-kohen who lights that, should be chayav misa, because that's all the avoda. That's what it is. That's the final stage of this avoda. The Gemara never says that. It must be. That's why Rashi says you don't have a separate fire. It must be there is no separate fire. It's just the fire that's linked to the other burnings, and therefore you are not. That's why it's not listed. That's why Rashi says it. Okay? The other Rishonim Rambam would say no. Even if it is a separate one, it wouldn't be called Avodas Gemar. Maybe it's linked to the other Ashes, but that is Rashi and the Rambam. Let's get back to the Sefer Achinuch on this mitzvah because he has beautiful hashkafa as he always does. But here he says, as the Rambam quoted. Even though Hashem's fire comes down from Shemayim, we have to bring our own fire. Says the Chinuch, two points that we could focus on. Number one, V'al Yiksha Alecha. What do you mean Alecha on you? Right? Remember, he's talking to his son. The Sefer Chinuch wrote this Sefer Chinuch for his son to learn Friday nights with his friends. Mahi mitzvah zu. So this mitzvah shouldn't be difficult for you. Halal kapanim ha'yolahem lahavir eish l'zorcha karban. They have to light a fire anyway for karbanos. Why do you need a separate mitzvah to light fire for? You're going to have to light fire anyway. No. Like he says from the Rambam. And then he says, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Hakdama. Let me give you an introduction. Yadua Hadavar Beinenu Beitzel Kol Chacham. It's known. Ki Anisim Gedolim. Asher Yase Hakel Al Bnei Adam. Betuvo Agadol. Leolam Yaseim Derech Seser. The great miracles that Hashem does for us in order for Elpas to survive in his great goodness, he always does them in a hidden way. Hashem doesn't like, so to speak, to do open miracles. The nirim ha'inyanim na'asim ksas ki'ilu heim bedarke ha'teva mamish o bekarav l'teva. And it appears natural, or even close to natural. Hashem covers even the greatest miracles. Ki gam b'neis kriyas yamsuf. She'aneis b'fursam, even kriyas yamsuf. The splitting of the sea, what does the pasuk say in B'shalach? It says, Hashem made a very strong wind that day. Vayolach Hashem es yam ruach kadim azak al alayla vayazem es hayam b'lacharava v'yibaku amayim. It was a very strong wind. Remember the Ramban there? That was one of the greatest mistakes, right? The Egyptians said, wow, what a strong tide today. Let's go in. Let's travel. So even kriyas yamsuf. Hashem leaves open the possibility for those to be toeh, those who don't want to believe, but that is that's the way of Hashem. Vasmaskilim yavinu ki'inyin seiser zeh l'malas ha'adam v'shiflas ha'makabel. And the wise will understand that why does God do this? For the greatness of the master and the humbleness and the lowliness of the makabel, of the one who is getting the nes. Meaning Hashem wants to hide and he wants you to figure it out. He doesn't want to have his open, where it's obvious, where there's no free choice to believe in God. No, I will do amazing things, and it's up to you to see me. And that's what's going on in this mitzvah. We are commanded to light fire on the Mizbeach. Why? Even though a fire comes down from heaven. Not only does Hashem cover up his nisim, he wants us to cover up his nisim. Lefi hadome shoha'esha yoredes lohaisa niris b'yiridasa. Right? To cover the nes, because once we bring fire, he says, it has to be that nobody saw the fire coming down from heaven because that would ruin the whole point. It must be that once we lit the fire, then there was a fire that Hashem also had in there from Shamayim. Menatam Shemayamarnu, and therefore, that is the purpose of this nes, of this, one of the reasons, one of the tamid behind the mitzvah is to cover up the nes that Hashem does. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a whole sicha about this. If you look in the sichas Musar, in Mamar, Kuf Beis, he starts off with our pasik and our chinuch, and then he says that's part of life. Ubir advarim, Hashem mashtir es anisim angluim ba'berurim, Hashem covers up nisim, even mamishinu yateva, like kriyas yamsuf, vizui avodaso shel ha'adam ba'olamo, the goal of our life, lahagia lebirur ha'emes ha'idei giyaso, to come and see God through our hard work, ukedaihu ahester kvot shamayim, kadeshi yizgal ha'idei avodas ha'adam. The purpose of life is to uncover God in hidden places. If everything was open, so we'd be like a malach. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want us to be like angels. He wants us to be people and to see His handiwork through the hidden nature. That's what the Sichas Musar says on this mitzvah. That's the purpose. And it's interesting, a little ironic, the Shem HaNatov points out in the fourth volume, don't we have a concept of Pirsumei Nisa? To publicize the Nes, right? We have that by Hanukkah, we have that by Megillah. So, says the Shem HaNatov, it could be by the mamish open miracles that there's nothing even hidden there, so then maybe we have a Nes to be Mefarsim. But the ones that are hidden, it's our mitzvah to uncover. To uncover, that's the first step. We have to uncover the miracles. And he talks more about that, the concept of Pirsumei Nisa versus our idea. That is number one. But there's a second idea that the Chinuch also mentions here. He says, interesting, just finishing up that paragraph, Hashem never has the fire that is totally open. You know, he wants it to be covered. Except, of course, for, you know, he quotes three times in history where a fire came down from heaven and everybody saw. The Miluim, everybody saw by the Miluim, a fire came down from heaven by Nadav and Aviyu. Gidon, in Sefer Shoftim, a fire came down and ate from the granary. Manoach, last week's Haftorah. Manoach, Baish Manoach. And Manoach, the parents of Shimshon. Right, that was Neres. It's fascinating. I remember I saw it once, I don't remember the answer. Why doesn't he say Eliyahu Navi, Bahar Carmel? That's probably one of the more famous ones. A fire came down from heaven. So he says, obviously, fire doesn't come down, fire is hidden except for the times when it came down from heaven. By the Miluim, by Gideon, and by Manoach. What about Eliyahu? Okay, that was the, so he quotes on the bottom, that there's another Girsa with Eliyahu. But if you wouldn't have Eliyahu, I'm not exactly sure. Barova Tvusim Nosef Umanoach, and he has in parentheses, Pshel Eliyahu. So it sounds like there's a controversy about Eliyahu. What would be the difference between Eliyahu and the other one? Good kasha. But anyway, then the Chinuch says, Va'adayin, there's another message also of bringing fire. And he says, look what I wrote by Lechem upon him. Hashem wants us to do mitzvos with the item that we want bracha on. So we'll be zochet to have bracha. So we bring Lechem upon him to Hashem so that we have bracha in our food. We bring fire to Hashem so we have bracha in our fire. What's our fire? What's our fire? It's the fire inside of us. It's the fire inside of us. We want bracha in our fire, in our zrizus, in our energy. And that is why we bring fire, right? He says fire is one of the four yesodos. If you remember from the medieval, fire, wind, dirt, and water, right? I think those are the four. And then there's the four humors inside a person also. But fire, he says, makes us give. That's our energy, and that's what makes us move. So we want bracha in that, and therefore we do a mitzvah by bringing this fire to reflect the fire inside of us. And he continues, that's why we bring fire. There's also just a 10-second, another machloket that's pointed out by the Rishonim. What does it mean, tamid, eish tamid? What does it mean, tamid? Does it mean, the Chinuch seems to say, every morning, every night, right, light the fire. If it goes out, it goes out. That's the mitzvah. But others seem to say, no, every second. Every second there has to be a fire. That's what it sounds like for the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon, if I read quickly before, the Rambam doesn't say there's a mitzvah to light. There's a mitzvah that there should be lit fire on the Mizbeach. It's more of the result than of the lighting. Mitzvahs asei lihiyos eish yekuda tamid ala Mizbeach. There should be a fire on. Not that you should light, so that means every second, 24/7. Right? It has to be fire on the Mizbeach in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tamid. The same machlokas by the lechem upon him. Does tamid mean just every day you should have it on? Does it mean every second? But that is the discussion. And this is all on the staff. This is the daf and shas that talks about all the different pyres and the fires on top of the Mizbeach. Okay? We will stop here.